Chicagoans are joining a growing call for a rent strike, both locally and nationwide. Residents are working together to pressure rental companies and landlords into foregoing rent charges or evictions until things return to normal. Others, including landlords with portfolios big and small, prefer more balanced measures in the hopes of weathering the crisis. Attorney Karen Cotty joins us now to talk about this and more concerning renters and employee rights. First, renters, Karen. What if renters can't pay? What do they do?
Well, you know, I, the first thing I always say is talk to your landlord and see if you can work something out and show them that you can't pay. I mean, show them that you don't have money in the bank. Show them that you lost your job or whatever your hardship is, and see if you can work it out. And you know, maybe the landlord won't agree that you won't ever have to pay, but maybe say, tack it on at the end of the lease when I get my job back or when I'm able to pay. Work out something so you don't have to go through the court process, which is really very difficult, and you don't want your landlord to go through it either because it's very expensive. So that's the first deal. Work it out. Now, there's a moratorium on filing evictions, but that doesn't mean that they can't be done when this is all over. So the evictions are not going to proceed for the next 60 days, at least in Chicago, but once this all lifts, then the landlords are free to pursue you, and they can then kick you out of your apartment. And I know a lot of WGN listeners have been in rentals for years, sometimes 10, 15 years, and this would be very disruptive to their lives.
Karen, what about the new federal laws affecting employee rights? What do we need to know about that?
Yeah, these are great for most employees, and there's some exceptions to them, and so you should look at your workplace. If you're still at the workplace, there should be a poster that's displayed as of today that describes these rights in English. You can also Google it. So basically, if you are employed by a company under 500 employees, you are entitled to 2 weeks of paid sick leave if you have to go home because you have to take care of children, because you're sick yourself, because you aren't taking care of loved ones. So it's a full 2 week, fully paid sick leave. It's fabulous. And then for the next 10 weeks, for a total of 12 weeks, you are entitled to two-thirds of your income. And that, again, is not if your employer says you have to work at home and you have to work remotely, this doesn't cover you. But if you can't work remotely, and this is because of the virus, and you have to be at home because of the quarantine, it will pay your income for two-thirds, and then they have to basically guarantee your job back at the end of that total 12-week period. So this is a very, very significant change in the law for most employees, and it should help people really quite a bit through this whole crisis.
Yeah, hope so. We talk about renters. Let's talk about homeowners and mortgage payments. Do you have to just contact the lender directly and find out if there can be some leniency?
Yeah, that's always hard because when you deal with mortgage companies, it's a huge bureaucracy and you never quite know. Your mortgage sometimes gets sold between and among banks, and so this is not the easiest thing in the world to do. But my understanding is there's also a moratorium for 2 months on the filing of foreclosures. That doesn't mean that the banks can't do it, file those foreclosures the minute that this whole thing lifts. So again, I would put it in writing. Calling is never a great idea because you'll never get a confirmation that somebody actually talked to you. So if you can maybe call, get a name, get an email address, and cover yourself by sending something in writing that you keep and that you get a confirmation that there's going to be a 60-day moratorium on this, that might be the way to go. But again, we're on uncharted grounds here, Bob, so my advice is going to be very practical rather than legal at this point.
And what about pending court cases, no matter what, even if it's traffic court? Are all the courts closed? What's the latest on that?
The courts are closed. In fact, Cook County yesterday just issued a new order that said that they're going to be closed through May. So we don't know exactly what is going to happen with the dates that have already been scheduled. So if you had, say, jury duty or if you had a divorce case that was up for a hearing in April, all those are going to be kicked out, but we don't know exactly when. I don't even know if there's a hard and fast rule that it's going to be 30 days from the date it was scheduled. I think what you're going to have to do is if you have a lawyer, obviously you're listening to your lawyer. The lawyers are, we have our ears to the what's going on in the courthouses. But I think you're going to maybe get notice notices in the mail. So watch your mail, watch your email, and try to understand what's going on. And there's different Collar County courts as well. Lake County and DuPage County all have their own different rules. So you're going to have to pay attention if your case is out there. Again, you know, I'm doing, Bob, when I get calls, and I get a lot of WGN people who are asking questions, and I'm happy to answer them as best I can. But a lot of this is just in the morning. I wake up at 6 a.m. and I just Google, you know, what is the latest on foreclosures? What is the latest on the court appearances? Because we don't know. But be careful when you Google, because you got to make sure you're in the right county, make sure you're getting good advice from the internet. But that is kind of our source of what's happening.
Good advice from Karen Conti, attorney at Conti Law. As always, we appreciate it. Thank you, Karen.
All right. Take care, Bob.
All right. Have a good day now.